special welcome to you all. And this Sunday talk serves people in the way how they can be spiritually full, charged in different situations and help them bringing up themselves in a very peaceful, happy manner. So I'm sure all of you who attend every week also have the same experience. Yes? Yeah? So today we have very experienced personality to share lots of knowledge, lots of wisdom. But before that, I would request Dr. Devraj Garu, who been to Mount Abu recently for a conference called Mind Body Medicine Conference. And he had very wonderful experiences, and that's the first time he been to Mount Abu working in Srikara Hospital. I would request to share your experiences first and then we will go in the talk.
Hello. Om Shanti.
Hindi, English, Telugu, what is most of the audience? Telugu, na? Okay, na? Any objections for Telugu? English. Recently, with the blessings of Sister Vasanta, I could able to manage to attend Mind-Body Medicine Conference at Mount Abu. It's a 3.5 days program. So, around 5,000 doctors all over India, doctors, paramedics, even general public also, like they allowed the spouses to attend the conference. So most important part what I observed personally is the atmosphere. When most of the, so much of people meet at a one place with good vibrations, with to learn something, to share something, and have the focus of one good thing, to learn meditation, to know about life, to know about mind, to know about medicine, to know about body. So they learn and experience more. Like, we come here, individually you might have a different knowledge, different perspective about spirituality, knowledge. But when we collectively sit together in a good ambience, with good vibrations, all our energy coincides, the energy vibrates more. We learn more. Like, we may study meditation, we may practice meditation individually, but we may not experience that much, we may not gain that much. But when you do collectively in a good atmosphere, that regenerates. That I personally feel. I am coming here regularly almost for the last 3 to 4 years. But for the first time, what I experienced there, I never experienced here. So, here we meet around 50 people every Sunday, but there around 5,000 people, even 10,000 new people. What my point is that, not just meeting around these places, we have to practice that. We have to observe silence to regain what we have learned here. Like, even during talk also 1.5 years, we still do open our mobile, WhatsApp and all. So whatever that ambience, whatever we can learn and experience, we are losing that. Not only during the period, after that also we have to experience that silence, maintain that away from all the negativity, keep calm for at least 15 minutes, so that whatever we learnt here, it goes inside our soul and mind. That's very important. Even after studying for hours together, we have to give a break to retain that knowledge, to retain that experience. The same thing here also, anything, spirituality, meditation. So what I define difference between this meditation and Brahma Kumaris, and we visit other sacred places many times, many very famous sacred places like Tirupati temple, many other holy places. But there, individual, just they are visiting physically. But here, everything connected with mind, purity of soul. So you are directly connected to God. There is no deity, no temple, but the atmosphere such that you are directly connected with your mind and soul to the Almighty. That experience you will feel more. So I request all of you, if you get any opportunity to visit Mount Abu, I think Sister Vasanta is ready to help. And the arrangements are so fantastic. Staying and convenience and food, atmosphere, like you will feel at home. Probably you feel at home at God. That must so simple, but so meticulously arranged. Like we visited that community kitchen. They are preparing food for 20,000 people in 1 hour. Can you believe it? I never saw that kind of kitchen. And the solar power they installed around 20 years back, probably the first time in India. Technologically and all the facilities and the atmosphere, vibrations, fantastic. I really had marvelous. This is the experience of my life. I request Sister Vasanta, any opportunity, send me again and again. Thank you. Om Shanti.
So all of you are ready to go to Mount Abu once at least? Yes? Yeah? That's good. Because these places filled with lots of spiritual energy, and when we reach there, automatically we feel fulfilled. Yes? But that is very selected guests. Anyhow, many conferences would be there, but the thing is, you have to tell us before itself, because whole year's program is fixed in the beginning of the year itself. So limited seats would be there in all conferences. So this was the big conference actually. But the things which happened on top of the mountain, it's only 400 visitors in that. So you have to let us know before itself so that we could help. So today we have two international speakers with us. All of us very, very fortunate today. Because it's usually said the elderly people's experiences help youngers in their lives. Yes? So today we have Ratan Dadaji, who has come from all the way from UK. First of all, I request Dadaji to be on the stage first. Yes. So, Ratan Dadani, he is director and chairman of Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual University, United Kingdom Trust Board, and director of Brahma Kumaris Information Services in United Kingdom, and trustee of the Janki Medical Foundation in conjunction with the Global Hospital and Research Center, Mount Abu in India. So he is with us. Let's all of us welcome once again Ratan Dada. He is with Brahma Kumaris and practicing meditation for last 40 years and fully surrendered in services, in godly services, for past 33 years in United Kingdom. You all know Dadi Janakiji? Yes, so many times you have seen her in pictures, and she was there 2-3 days back in Vijayawada for a retreat center's foundation laying ceremony in Amravati, a new capital. So Dada has taken lots of sustenance from Dadi Janakiji, who is on the screen now actually, and nominated for the Hind Ratan Award by NRI World Congress, consisting of prominent industrialists, politicians and media personalities for the year 2010, in view of the voluntary services he carried out for humanity on a global level. This award is presented by the President of India in the presence of distinguished personalities in New Delhi, India, during India's Republic Day on 26 January 2010. He is also a project director for many buildings, many retreat centers in United Kingdom as well as in many other countries in abroad. Completed postgraduate studies in engineering from London and has been involved in multi-million pound building projects in many countries over many years. He has gone on tour in whole India and many other countries also, sharing spiritual wisdom associated with the topics of Brahma Kumaris. He has coordinated and worked with Sindhi Association worldwide as Secretary General of the Sindhi Association in the UK for many years. Currently involved in godly service, management and administration for Brahma Kumaris activities in the UK and other countries around the world. So we have very great eminent personality in front of us who will be giving us sustenance or the guidance through what he has experienced in life and how he has used this Brahma Kumari's knowledge in day-to-day life, and mostly he will be sharing the experiences. So over to Ratan Dadaji.
Om Shanti. It's nice to see all of you gathered here in Shanti Sarovar, where I arrived last night, late night. I was told there is a program for me to meet you all here and be with you to share about the basis of peace and happiness. What is the basis of peace and happiness? And what is spirituality? We do get and do we have sometimes temporary happiness, temporary peace. We acquire a new house, we get a new car, or we achieve something in life, good job, promotion in job, good family success, some child is born in the family, good food, acquiring something, promotion in your profession, professional life. So there are various ways we achieve momentary happiness, but happiness goes away after a while. It doesn't stay for a long time, because when we buy or achieve something at materialistic level, we want something more. Somebody in America said he bought a house, and then after some time he said, I want to buy a bigger house. Why? Because my brother has got a big house, bigger than mine. I want to buy bigger than him. So he was working day and night, working very hard to earn more money to buy a bigger house. House that he bought, he used to hardly live in and enjoy in that house. With a nice swimming pool and all beautiful gardens. He would never take a benefit of what he had. But he'd be working 18 hours a day, traveling around to make more money. Never took the benefit of what he had, but only aiming to buy a bigger house than what he had. In that situation, he wanted to earn more money and buy a bigger house. Somebody will buy a small car. For example, they say they want to buy a bigger car. They want to buy a Mercedes. They want to buy a BMW. And then they'll work hard to achieve that. They'll work hard to achieve that, and when they got the achievement, happiness is purely temporary and doesn't last. Happiness is gone after a while and they want to have something else. So that is the situation in the world today amongst all people. The rat race, we call. And In that situation, people get stressed and after stress, they suffer from anxiety, they suffer from depression, and they have mental illness. Biggest problem in the world, especially when the medical science in foreign Western countries are finding now that biggest problem or biggest disease is a mental health. And they are forecasting that in about 15 years time, the biggest killer will not be the cancer or heart attack, it will be mental illness. Mental illness on account of stress, tension, anxiety, depression, isolation, worry. So, where we are heading? We are heading towards the state of the world where human beings are running constantly in a race, and then getting tired, eventually. If you ask some human being to run constantly, physically, how long they can run? 1 week continuously, 1 hour, 5 hours, 2 hours. Afterwards they get tired, they want to rest. But we are running in our mind all the time. And our mind is getting no rest, getting more and more tired. And where we head for? Total collapse in a state of the mind. And mind has a connection with the body. So where the mental health is not there, it follows with the physical health. The 90 medical science is confirmed, more than 90% cause of physical illness is a lack of mental health. You must be aware of that. That's the situation we are heading for, and getting worse day by day. Not only in India, not only in Western world, but whole world is having same problem. In job, in profession, they are getting day by day more stress. They have to make target dates for any project. And if they can't meet the target dates, they get more stress. And once they are more stressed, it affects their physical well-being and mental well-being. That's the situation we are living in. You agree? Yeah? So what's the solution to that? What is spirituality? We must first understand what is spirituality. It's very simple. Living the life of your original natural truthful value based honest, loving, with full cooperation caring, sharing, not running for more and more possessions, but be content with what we have. There's no harm in acquiring additional personal attainment in the life, but not by losing the contentment and the peace of mind. By being content with what we have, we can carry on our duties, our profession, our business, and aim towards being self-satisfied. That's the foundation. So spirituality teaches us to go to the root foundation of the values in the life. Maintain those values. We got to understand original values are the basis of living peaceful and happy life. Love, cooperation, giving respect, being friendly, being peaceful, content, satisfied, truthful, honest. Well, these are various values in the life. You do whatever you like to do, but maintain these values as a foundation of your activities. Couple of years ago, President Obama from America, former president, he came to UK, he addressed the House of Parliament. House of Lords, House of Commons. And his message was, life is full of challenges. You will get challenges. Everyone nowadays has to face challenges. Challenges at work, challenges in their relationship with friends, challenges our own facing different situations, challenges in our health. But what he said, you will have challenges in life, but please don't let lose your values. Maintain the values. So spiritually tells us to maintain those values. But we can't maintain the values because we lack power to maintain those values. The power is lacking in us. How to get that power? Some people say, oh, I like challenges. But along with challenges, we don't have inner power, inner strength. Then we are not able to face the challenges with a calm and cool and peaceful state of mind. We can't face the challenges. We are disturbed. We are facing challenges because we like them. But we are disturbed. We are upset. We are worried. Different tense. Depression comes in the end. Health suffers. So, how we can achieve that? Some years ago, I went to Delhi. I met a barrister. And he was told by one of the seniors in Brahma Kumaris that in your legal profession, when you fight any case for your client, you maintain the values. He said, nowadays, we cannot maintain the values in the legal profession. If I maintain the legal profession, maintain the values in my legal profession, then I won't get any clients to fight for their case in the court, and I will lose my business. Because in the legal profession, clients come to you and you have to prove wrong into right, right into wrong. And it's not truth. He said, I can't do that. So one of our senior BK of Brahma Kumari said, okay, now can you do that only for 3 months and maintain yourself financially? He said, after 3 months, if I don't get any business, I don't mind. I can try for 3 months. So he was told to try for 3 months, be truthful and maintain values in fighting the case for your clients. He said, I will do that. If I don't get business, I got enough money to live for 3 months. And during that period of 3 months, everybody came to know that this barrister only fights the cases which are genuine and truthful, and he won't take any case which is not truthful. No lies in fighting the case for the client. Even the judges came to know about that. He is a very honest barrister. And when he will fight the case for the client, he'll prepare a 10-15 pages report to present his case to a judge. And he said, only after listening to 2-3 pages, the judge will tell me, okay, you sit down. I don't want to hear any more, because the judge knew he will only take up the cases which are true and genuine. The third party barrister will present the case and judge will have already made a decision in whose favor he will give the judgment. And he will always win the case in the court for his client. So all the people who had a legal case to fight, they came to know that this barrister is winning all the cases, and they will all go to him to fight their cases in the court. And he said, in 3 months, instead of his business going down, his business multiplied. He became very famous barrister by maintaining the values in legal profession. Will never tell lie, always be truthful and honest in fighting the case for the client. And he promised not only for 3 months, but rest of his life, he will maintain that principle of the values, and became a famous barrister and became Brahma Kumar. This is what Brahma Kumari organization teaches us. To maintain the values in your life. Spirituality, nothing but maintaining the values in your life. Brahma Kumari teaches also value-based education in many universities in India, where they award graduate, postgraduate degrees, and they are being attended to by many students all over India. You must have heard of it or not, but if you can find more information from the teacher concerned. And once you maintain these values, people respect you. People will have good regard for you. People will accept you, what you say. And they will experience through you peace and happiness. Through your attitude, your behavior, your words, your responsibilities and duties, they will accept and be close to you because you are maintaining the values in your life and you are living with those values of spirituality. Success is guaranteed. You might get temporarily hiccups here and there, but you are guaranteed with success. Others will get the vibrations of values that you have from you. And they will feel the vibration of peace and happiness from you. I meet many people in India as well as in foreign countries, UK. One day one bank chief came to see me in London, in my office. And he said, can you open a... Many organizations have opened account in our organization. Corporate bodies, social, religious organizations, they opened account. In our bank, why don't you open account in our bank? I said to him, before we open account in your bank, will you like to open account in our bank? So he said, you also got a bank? I said, yes, we got a bank. He was surprised. He never thought Brahma Kumaris. He had no knowledge of Brahma Kumaris. So he said, I never knew Brahma Kumaris got a bank. I said, we have a bank. And this bank gives you guaranteed, 100% guaranteed security, and you never lose money in our bank, and our bank never gets destroyed in fire. Our bank never goes bankrupt. You keep on accumulating in our bank more and more, accumulate as much as you like, and you get multi-fold return when you accumulate. And you never lose what you invest in our bank. And not only that, what you invest is fully insured, you can take with you in your next life. It's imperishable. So, bank chief was confused, getting confused. Said, what? I never heard such a bank in the world. Because his mind was only towards the banking, financial side. So, I never heard such a bank. You got a bank of that type? He said, yes. I told him, would you like to invest in our bank? Then he wanted to know more and more about it. I told him, our bank teaches values, and those values make you successful, and that success brings health, wealth and happiness, all three things together, all three things, and they are imperishable. So 1 hour was over, he liked it so much, I want to know more about it, I want to know more about it. And then, he said, hold on, I got a meeting in my head office, client's coming to see me, let me ring my secretary and tell her, please cancel the appointment with the client, I want to sit with you more. So he sat 1 more hour. One thing to know about our bank, Brahma Kumari Bank. He liked it so much, he said, whether you open the account in my bank or not, I am going to open your account in your bank. And can you please arrange 1 day seminar in your premises, in the Global House or our headquarters in UK, where we carry out activities, where I'll give my staff 1 day free with full wages and they can come and learn how to live a life with fuller values through meditation, positive thinking, stress management, which I did organize for them. Whole day seminar was arranged. They gave staff 1 day free. And then he said, I want to meet you again. I said, why? He said, I feel so happy and peaceful when I see you. I said, I'm going over to India. He said, when are you coming back? I'll come back in March. He wrote down the diary what date I'm coming. When I came back, he said, I want to come and see you. I said, why? He said, I don't want to discuss any business with you. But when I come and see you, I feel so peaceful and happy. Just for 10 minutes, can you give me 10 minutes? Well, my life many times is very busy. So many commitments. I said, okay. He came, he said, just, I want to sit with you and experience happiness, peace. I'm with you, I feel very, your vibration of peace and happiness I'm experiencing. He came to see me. Okay, come and see me 10 minutes. No business, even though he's very busy, but he wanted to come. People are starved of peace and happiness, no matter how big business they have. Like that, I have many examples. I share with you one more example. Last year, I went to not a very place, for place far away, Puttrapati. You heard Sai Baba complex? Have you heard? Huh? Puttrapati? Puttrapati, you heard? Achha. So, after he passed away, this is only last year, yeah, January month I went there. So, he met me there. The one who's taken over after Sai Baba, his nephew, he looked after the whole complex, big complex. Has anybody been there? Has anybody been there? Yes or no? Anybody been there? Yeah? How many been there? You been there? Okay. So I went there. So he said, I met him personally, welcomed me with a bouquet of flowers. 45 minutes I was with him. He said, why don't you give a class in my auditorium lecture? I said, okay. So they arranged a talk for him. They arranged a talk for me to all Sai Baba's followers and those who have come to meet and stay there, and those who were surrendered to Sai Baba, working there, both categories. There were people from the various professions, engineers, medical profession, and many other professors, teachers, nurses, different followers. Sai Baba was there. I gave a talk for 1 hour, and I told them, would you like to learn Raj Yoga meditation course? I said, yes, we want to learn. Everybody raise your hand. And I called the teacher in charge on the stage. I said, fix a time and a date when you can start giving them course in Sai Baba's complex. So they started, but next day before I was leaving, the same day I was leaving for Bangalore to fly, Because from Puttaparthi to Bangalore, about 2 to 3 hours drive, I had to catch early morning plane from Bangalore. So I was leaving in the evening, about 7, 7:30, after having dinner. Six people from Sai Baba's complex followers wanted to see me. Some was project engineer, project manager from Dubai, some nurses, some teachers. 6, 7 came. So we want to see you far. 1 minute. I say, all my luggage was in the car. I had to have quickly dinner and leave. So, no, 2 minutes, please give us 2 minutes. They all brought flowers, garlands, bouquet for me. He said, we want to thank you for coming on that day and giving talk. We had never experienced such happiness in our whole life like the one we experienced when you are giving a talk. And we just want to come and thank you for that. And you are our God from today. I said, no, Sai Baba is your God. I am not your God. I am God's child. No, please give us blessing. Holding my hands, putting on their head, and touching my feet. No, please. No. We have experienced so much peace and happiness when you are there. So you, if you are happy, if you have got values in life, you maintain those, then you give vibrations, you emit vibration of peace and happiness for others. They do experience that. So instead of 2 minutes, they sat for half an hour. They wouldn't leave me, and it was getting late. So I said, okay. There were 100 people waiting to see me, to say bye to me from our center, Brahma Kumari Center. I said, I'm getting late. I had to say bye to them. I told the teacher in charge, please give a packed dinner in the box. I'll eat in the car. There's no time to eat because I was getting late. So this is my experience of maintaining these spiritual values in your life. I share with you one more experience before I finish. Last visit I met in Hyderabad. Is visit related to coming in Hyderabad only? I met in Hyderabad, must be 6, 7 years back I came here. And I flew from Ahmedabad to Hyderabad. And when I came here, they had taken my... Some doctor came and said, he want to take my blood test. I said, okay. In the global hospital we have in Mount Abu. And they found that in the blood test, there's something they want to investigate further. So they sent email and telephone me that please carry out further investigation because your blood test, there's something that we want to know more. So I went to the Apollo Hospital in Hyderabad. You must have heard about it, for a checkup. They did carry out more scans and tests and blood tests and whatever x-rays, and they found that I need to have operation very soon. If I don't, I had no problem. I didn't feel any problem. I was feeling perfectly okay. But this is the God, He takes care of the children who maintain the values in life. So He advanced, gave the information. I didn't even have intention to do blood test in Mount Abu, but God takes care of children who take care of God. So they found I must have operation immediately. I said, there's no hurry. There's one doctor who's a BK in Global Hospital. She said, no, you must have it now. I said, I'll go back to London. I'll have operation there. In a couple of months' time, I'm going. They said, no, you must have immediately. I said, I'm feeling no, I have no problem. I'm not suffering anything. Perfectly fit, no, but if you don't, you'll have problem afterwards. So I said, okay, I agreed. So they fixed a date for me to have operation. Surgeon was American returned surgeon there. And he said, you had to be in hospital for 5 days. One day you'll be in intensive care. And I would like to admit you from day after tomorrow. Next day I was giving a talk, public talk, somewhere in Hyderabad. And I finished the talk. I finished my dinner after talk. It was evening talk, 11, 12 o'clock. I went to sleep. Next day morning, from there, 8 o'clock, I was straight into hospital and to the operation theater. Operation was carried out. I went to intensive care for one day, and whilst I was in intensive care, nurse came and she brought some tablets. She said, take these tablets, surgeon has prescribed. I said, what are the tablets? She said, some are antibiotics. I said, I don't mind taking antibiotic because it prevents any infection. Well, other tablets were pain-killing tablets. I said, I don't have any pain. So why should I take pain-killing tablets? No, you must have pain. I said, I don't have. The doctor prescribed you have to pain-killing tablets 3 times a day. I said, but I don't have any pain. So I didn't take any pain-killing tablets. Next day morning, surgeon came for routine checkup. He said, nurse is saying, you are not taking pain-killing tablets. Why? I said, I don't have pain. That's why I'm not taking any tablets. Why don't you have pain? He asked me. You must have pain. I said, I don't have pain. I don't. So, he said, what's the reason? I said, I do Raj Yoga meditation. And that, through meditation, God takes care of me. But then He removes all my pain and He has made me pain free. I don't have any pain, even now, in any part of my body. So, then, from intensive care, I went to private room there, stayed 4 days, and this surgeon told all other medical staff, this patient, after the operation, should have pain, but he has no pain. And he is not taking pain-killing tablets. So, number of medical staff came to see me in my room to find out why I don't have a pain. So I told him, I do Raj Yoga meditation. That's why I don't have pain. So they when all came, I gave them prasad and toli. Good opportunity to do godly service there as well. And then I left for London. Next year, when I came, normally I come once a year from London to here between December and March. When I came back from London, I was in Mount Abu. That doctor, sister who works in Apollo Hospital, she's still working there. She came to see me. I said, I want to tell you what wonderful thing happened when you got admitted in hospital. I said, tell me what happened. She said, we've been telling all the medical staff in Apollo Hospital in Hyderabad to come to Mount Abu either for Yog Shiva or for a conference or for any seminar. And for 10 years they are saying, we'll come next year. After you left, everybody say we want to go to Mount Abu for a Yog Shiva, medical Yog Shiva conference. And after 2 months I organized 80 medical staff from Apollo Hospital went for a Yog Shiva in Mount Abu to attend 4-5 days Yog Shiva there. So why I'm saying is that foundation to being peaceful happiness and giving other peace and happiness is to be spiritual and maintain spiritual values. The benefits are enormous. There's so many benefits. If I describe with you my experiences of benefits, it will take me at least 12 hours. But I don't have a time. You don't have time. I got time, but you don't have time. Because I have got to finish very soon. And you got to go back home as well. And finally, what I want to share with you, in my life, I have been involved in the projects last 40 plus years, different projects on the costing more than 10,000 crore rupees in my life. And like you, like everybody, I also face challenges, obstacles I face. And from the company, from the contractors, from the government, from the bank, and from different organizations, everybody targets Everybody has to face challenges. And that applies to everybody. In the present world that we live is full of challenges. Situations are such. But even though I have been facing, like you, like people in the world, challenges, in that situation, like everyone faces, some less, some more, I have never taken a single tablet for headache in my whole life. So that is the result of practicing Raj Yoga meditation. For 40 years, you can do what you like in your profession, in your job, in your business. Foundation is strong, then structure is strong. The structure of mental health is strong. Make your foundation strong. So if you want to make your foundation strong, first stage is to learn Raj Yoga meditation and practice, and then the structure of your life. Living will be happy and peaceful. Will you do that? How many will do? Raise your hands. Raise your hands. Teacher, who is standing here? Will you see the teacher later on when you get time to learn the Raj Yoga? It's a very simple course. 1 hour. 1 hour takes you. In time, evening, whatever time you free to you, and it lasts for 7 days, that's all. So if you want to maintain the true peaceful, happy life for rest of your life, then this is something which I have practiced. And I say, if you can take benefit, if I have taken benefit, why should not take benefit? It's all free of charge. No charge is made. So don't worry about any money. It's all available to you. And any time mutually convenient, you can fix. Okay, I stop it now and say, Om Shanti to you. Okay. Okay.
All get benefited from Dada's experiences. Yes? In Telugu we have a saying, Gurtochindemena, Peddala Mata Chadimuta. Yes? What does that mean? Elders' experiences are very much beneficial and guidelines for us. So today we have very elderly person, not only in the age but with lots of spiritual experiences, filled with lots of values and God's connection. That is what main thing is. So thank you very much Dadaji for being here today and sharing all your experiences. We cherish them and we practice all these things in our lives. As Dada suggested all of you to take 1 week meditation course. Yes? Many of them raised their hands, nearly 40 raised their hands. So as you all know, every Monday we start new course, new batch of course, morning 7 to 8 and evening 7 to 8, whatever time convenient for you, you can register in that. So once again we thank Dada. Now as I said, we have two international speakers today. We have heard one. And we have now another sister from USA. She is Sister Sabita. I welcome Sister Sabita on the stage, who is all the way from New York. And you all know that Brahma Kumaris have NGO status in United Nations, right? And she is serving in United Nations office of Brahma Kumaris in USA. So we have fortune to have her today. And Dada is taking leave from all of us today. So Sabita Ben will be sharing her experiences as well as conducting meditation for all of us. She is in this path of knowledge for last 38 years and surrendered her life in godly services for last 37 years. basically from Guyana, South America, but later she started serving in USA, in New York especially. So she has come just for visiting 2-3 days here in Hyderabad, and it is our fortune to have Sabita Ben, and she will share godly wisdom as well as meditation also.
Very good evening to each and every one of you. It's my pleasure to be here this afternoon, this lovely Sunday afternoon, to meet, greet, share a few thoughts, and to meditate together with all of you. Coming from New York, where it's freezing cold, and even Madhuban, Mount Abu, has been quite cold, coming here is it's like a pleasure. It's so wonderful to enjoy the sunshine and the warmth. So you've heard a lot, and you've heard a lot about the benefits of meditation, and especially Raj Yoga meditation. And Vasanta Ben told me that many of you have taken some lessons and you practice meditation. Some of you have even visited Mount Abu. So I just want to see a show of hands. How many of you practice meditation? Any sort of meditation, whether it's Raj Yoga meditation or anything, some kind of mantra or something like that. Yes, very good. Very good. Very good. Yes. So congratulations. So the Raj, because I'm going to conduct meditation, so I just thought I will kind of prepare you so that you can have a nice experience. I'm not promising that what Dada told us, right, that you will get those exotic, fancy, big type of experience in your meditation where you're totally lost, right, in peace and bliss. I'm not promising that if this is especially your first time meditating. But yes, hopefully you're able to take yourself within and be calm and peaceful and feel the freshness. Is that all right? Because Dad is practicing for a long time, right? So obviously he would have built up, right, that ability to focus his mind where he wants it. Okay, so don't feel that you have to fly off somewhere and go into trance or something, and that's not going to happen, right? All we want is that you have a very beautiful feeling of what it is like to be with yourself, undisturbed, and with God. If I'm going to sit for 5 minutes, my mind should stay there for 5 minutes. Isn't that wonderful? If you could do that? Yes? So in order to get ourselves there, the first thing that we do is to remind myself that I am whatever it is you want. For example, what do you want? Peace? You all want peace? Yes? How many of you want to be happy? Everybody wants to be happy. How many of us want to be loved? Everybody wants to be loved. How many of us want to be respected? We all do. How many of us want prosperity and success in life? Better yet, right? So whatever it is you want, that's what you tell yourself. I am that. Okay? Do you believe that? You sure? Because if we don't believe it, it won't happen. Right? So because actually we are. See, as a soul has 7 core values or virtues. Core virtues, meaning it's your innate quality. It's who you are. Right? It's like, for example, this is metal. You won't call this wood. Right? And the sound of metal is different from the sound of wood. Right? So it has certain qualities that would define it. right, to be fabric or metal or wood, concrete or whatever, isn't it? Right? Same way, the soul, the self, you, the being, the life, each and every one of us have seven innate qualities, meaning we are made up of those qualities. Why we want peace, love and happiness, etc.? Because we forgot that we are that. And as Dada was saying, we're looking for it outside. So meditation simply means stop looking outward and start looking right inward. Because it's already there. Agreed? Agreed? Yes? Yes? So where is peace? Within. Who is peaceful? That's right. Very good class. Huh? Where is happiness? And who is happy? That's right. So that's all we're going to do for 10 minutes. Reflect on these ideas that I am. I am whatever it is I'm looking for out there. I'm already it. And in meditation, when I can reflect on that, and I begin to feel, with practice, more and more, you begin to feel your own peace, love, and happiness emerging and flowing, and be able to express that. Then whether peace, love, and happiness comes from the outside, it doesn't matter, because I have it on the inside already. And because it's in here, where would it go? Out. Right? It wouldn't stay inside. It will flow out naturally. Because the soul is light and light shines. Light doesn't stay one place, right? It just goes out naturally. So once I begin to feel that inside, it flows out naturally. But all we need to do is remember. That's all. Remember. Remember this is what I am. Can we do this? Can we do this? Yes? Those at the back? Remember? The kids? The little ones? Remember? I am joy. I am full of love. This is what I am. This is who I am. Okay? So are we ready to do a little bit of experimentation? No? Yes? Yes? So I will share a few thoughts with you. And as I share those few words with you, we're going to do this together, right? We're going to support each other here, right? So I will share a few thoughts. And as you listen, we're not going to chant it. We're not going to repeat it loudly. But we're going to think it as you hear it. I am peace. You say to yourself, I am peace. And allow yourself to feel that, be that. Let me enjoy that. Then another thought will come. You hear that. You listen. You repeat it. You feel it. Be there. Enjoy that. How many of you, here, but how many of you go like in the gardens and just enjoy the freshness of the garden? How does it feel? And you just sit there and just enjoy. You go by the beach and the freshness of the air, right? And you just enjoy that. It feels so good. Or when it's terribly hot, I guess in April, May, you turn on the AC. Ah, right? So thinking of yourself as peace, as love, the social feel, ah, this feels so good. This is what I am. Got it? Yes? All right. So, we will sit for about 10 minutes. 10 minutes. And you think through with me. If your thoughts happen to wander off somewhere else, oh my gosh, when is this going to finish? Or I'm feeling hungry or whatever. Tell yourself, yes, I know. in another few minutes, I will take care of that. Right? Right now, I am here and I have a reason, I have a purpose being here. Okay? Bring your thoughts back. You may have missed one or two sentences, it's okay, don't worry about it. Just pick up, right, from where it's going on. Okay? No need to worry, no stress. Alright? Okay. So we'll enjoy this together. Sit comfortably. You may want to keep your eyes open, or you may close them. If you close them, just don't fall asleep. If you're going to open them, you may want to focus on the light in front of you, because we believe that what the eyes see, it will help the mind to stay there. So if you're looking at a light, the mind might also want to think of light. Okay? So that's the reason why that's there. So you can sit, you can close your eyes, or you can open them and you can focus on the light. Let's take in a deep breath and let it out. Let the body relax. Take another deep breath in, this time breathing peace. And then let it out, and as you breathe out, let all the tension in your muscles melt away. Take another deep breath in. And breathe out and let the body relax. Let your breathing be slow, deep, and regular. As you are sitting in this sacred place of peace, I allow myself to feel my body sitting on this chair. I can feel my hands on my legs. I bring my thoughts to this present moment. Right here, right now, I prepare myself to spend a few minutes in the company of my true being. I gently turn my attention to the center of my forehead, and I visualize a tiny being of light within. Tiny being of light in the center of my forehead, within. As a light, I shine and I radiate the energy of peace. I radiate with the energy of peace. feel those waves and rays of peace and calm emanating from my being. This feels so good. My mind is becoming quieter. I also notice that my body is very calm. The spiritual light also radiates with the rays of love. Love for whom? Love for myself, my true self. I love myself for who I am. I may have made many mistakes in life, but I know that I am a beautiful person doing the best I can. For if I can't love myself, who else will do that for me? For it is only when I'm able to love and appreciate myself can I love and appreciate those around me. Sitting in this place of peace and thinking like this. I feel so happy. The joy that flows within, knowing how easy it is to be at peace with myself and to love myself no matter what. To be at peace with myself and to love myself no matter what. Sometimes it could be difficult just to trust in myself. At those times, I can always turn to God, the supreme source of all positive qualities, the supreme light, my mother and father. But I'm here right now, enjoying, thinking of myself and feeling my own inner qualities. This is known as self-empowerment, where I can empower myself whenever I want. Let me stay in this experience of peace, love, and happiness for another few moments. Gently, from the center of your forehead, let those beautiful vibrations and energy flow throughout your body. Consciously send that energy throughout your body, right to your fingertips, down to your toes, charging every cell of your body with peace and love. And when you leave this room in a few minutes, take this experience with you. Multiply this experience, magnify it in your life. Om Shanti.
Meditation makes one calm, peaceful, and productive. Yes. Had nice experience of meditation. Yes, as Sabitavan said, magnify this experience, multiply this experience in everyday life. So, looking forward to see you with more empowerment next week, and come back in next week with more recharge. What is next week? What is the speciality next week? Shivratri. Yes, so we will have Shivratri Mela in our Vrindavan Gardens next week. So don't miss it, and bring your family and friends on Sunday, and of course on Shivratri Day also. Thank you very much, Sabitaban, for that wonderful experience as well as sharing. So, as said earlier, those who want to register for 1 week meditation course, you can do so. From tomorrow onwards, there will be. So your timing, your language, you can register in downstairs in the reception. So thank you very much and have a very pleasant week next week, and you can get prasad from Sabita Ben from the stage before you leave. Om Shanti.